Yesterday I woke up in a panic. Not the panic that swallows every sound and spins the wheel frantically, but the panic where everywhere all the animals are crying. The insects are too. Birds, frogs, the kingdom of spiders, all prophecy, all allegory. The skyscrapers are on fire. I stay tuned in, but the radio only plays a voice in the distance that is all but shrouded in static. The voice asks for help or advises on where to go for safety. But I can't understand a word, nor where they are in time and space. I look around to assess the risk, but the silence is frightening. And the room reflects nothing but the kind of nothing that happens before fingers from many hands press through the wooden slats, covering the windows, alerting you there is no escape. The threat is all around you. Sincerely yours. Up in a panic where lines of digital distortion travel, cracked screens scrambling the information. The red and blue flashes of color are happening both outside the window and behind my eyelids inside a dark room. Cacophony swirls in the brightest of hues as animated characters dance in a loop. The borders of consciousness. Sound bursts in four fractions and fractured frames sweep by as life in collage storms fights for the foreground like extras once did in the DMX videos of days gone by. The negative space of spoken words weighs heavier than anything that was said. All meanings have been inverted and regularly converted to different formats, so we are outdated more often than up to date. I am late, yet time has lost all meaning. Peace. Is never neutral. Intentions make the walls conform. The networks create connections and monetize reactions. How do you feel about what you have just seen or heard? How about now? Is there care or is there none? The difference is indistinguishable in the analysis.
Poked up in there now. The scariest making you run.